Welcome back to the Make Money Making Videos podcast. Welcome back to the Make Money Making Videos podcast, episode 13, if I'm not mistaken, with Dean from Elevation Media. How you doing, Dean?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, my friend. First off, introduce yourself to the people, break down what you do, why you're here, and what we're going to talk about.
Okay, well, first of all, thanks very much for getting me on the show.
Pleasure.
I appreciate it. So my name's Dean. I'm setting up a company called Elevation Media. Mm-hmm. And we specialize in social media management mm-hmm. and video production. So, you know, we shoot promotional videos, short, high impact yep. for brands and getting the message out there mm-hmm. in a nutshell.
Amazing. I love it. And you've changed industries. We talked a little bit on the phone last yeah. week, right? And talk a little bit yeah. on that, because that's very interesting to me. You're not a veteran in this. You're just kind of starting, and you've actually been switching industries. That's interesting for a lot of people, because that's a more relatable story. People are, because I read all the comments, you know, I try to respond yeah. as much as I can. And that's a story, is I'm getting into this, right? So touch on okay. that for a second. I think that's a cool yeah. way to start.
Absolutely. No problem. And I mean, going back, when it comes to video, my interest in video, I've used it in a number of businesses previously, but my earliest memory of video is my father bringing home a video recorder. The camera must have been about that big, and he actually attached a video player for VHS tapes, wow. yeah? And that was 1985, so that's when we're talking, my first memory. Since then, though, I was mesmerized by, you know, how video works and what it does, to the point where I sort of, like, as a teenager, became a little bit obsessed about it. Uh-huh. And when you could finally get hold of a camera that you could take out a mobile,
yep.
so I used to go out with my friends, like, you know, the whole crew,
yeah.
and just film everyday shit. So it was like vlogging before, you know, any of this yeah, technology yeah, yeah. was around.
And what year was that?
Sorry?
What year was that?
So that would have been 1991, 92.
So you might be the first vlogger. You might be the first one.
I'll own that. I'll own that. Yeah, so, you know, and I used to drive everybody crazy, but I've still got the footage. I film everything, man, so I keep everything, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And that's just progressed down the line. Obviously, I had a young family, so I filmed everything. So my kids growing up from babies, I've recorded everything. It's amazing.
Amazing.
And we always look back on it, holidays, everything. And I've used from video 8 cassettes to DVDs, yep. straight down to digital technology, which I just find fascinating, you know. But again, because it was a sort of passion of mine, I in a number of work situations, I brought it in. And I used to just film everyday stuff, even when I was going around repping, you know, for companies, because I found that quite boring. I'd film everything just to, you know, I don't know, make it exciting, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So, it's a crazy link to video.
Oh, 100%. So what industry were you in before? You were in the social media consulting kind of industry?
No. So I come from a construction background.
Of course. Yeah, my bad. This is me remembering.
That's cool. I come from a construction background where we used to build, you know, home improvements and extensions. And the brilliant thing about that was this technology and using it for Maxim, you know? So we'd set up a company account, we'd do daily stories, and we'd build a fan base.
Yeah.
And from that fan base, you know, we accumulated work, as simple as that, like, you know? Because we gave people an insight to what we were doing.
You showed them, exactly. You actually showed them. It wasn't a mystery. Yeah.
We were in the dirt, and they you know, they like to see it, you know? And they're dealing with people, we're building rapport with people, you know, just through this medium.
It builds trust, doesn't it? It builds trust just showing massive, every aspect, because there's actually very few people who are doing it. And some people might look at that in a negative way and think they're, you know, exposing themselves or something silly like that. But I mean, the amount of leverage you can build with the audience by just kind of showing the nitty gritty of what's going on a day to day.
It's amazing.
It is. No,
it's amazing, 100%. Man. And the good thing is, you know, you meet people and they already know you. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, you build that.
It's like, whoa, do you know what I mean? They know you.
it's reputation steroids.
It's my phone. Let me turn that off. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, get it gone. No distractions around here. That's reputation steroids, isn't it? That's what social media is. It's taking your reputation and it's fucking amplifying it times 10. And I know, I love that. You know, the fact that you can have built a connection with somebody without even talking to them yet, you touch down and there's already a little bit of familiarity built between them. That's amazing. But those are two different, 100%, but those are two totally different industries, right? Construction to media. So is there skills you feel as though now you're starting out that you've carried over?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, construction-wise, I mean, you know, I've done what I've had to do. And, you know, I've always, you know, fantasize, should we say, about, being involved in the social media or the digital world professionally.
Yeah.
Although it was in a certain way, but, you know, just core down to, you know, working with people, showing businesses, particularly small independent businesses, of the importance of using this. Because, I mean, just from going out there, you know, I've seriously invested my time and energy into this company from March.
Yeah.
So we're relatively new, just by applying these practices of cold calling, should we say, and speaking to people and making them aware, and then backing that up through this medium with, you know, emails and Instagram messages. And I'm amazed by the power of Instagram and how fast it can get results for you.
Phenomenal. Instagram's my second favorite platform next to only YouTube, because YouTube's the main place I can get all my traffic from. Instagram, it's unmatched, honestly, you know?
I've got work from it. It's as simple as that, you know, just by, I'll give you an example now where we've just been away for the weekend, just a couple of days. And we were down there on business, and we stayed at this hotel, which was just superb, you know, really, really nice spot. So I checked it Instagram, obviously.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Great photos, but, you know, not enough engagement, I would say. Certainly no videos on there, and I'm like, why?
If you've got a beautiful place.
I'm just going to do my thing.
Oh,
you know, I speak to the reception, I get names, a passport card, I then message them to back that up. They replied to me straight away, and they were very interested. And I've just shot the video now overnight and sent it to them. So,
amazing.
I'm waiting. And I'm waiting for the same.
Your approach is so proactive. That's what I love. It's like, that's 100%. You know, you built a lot of confidence. For my younger viewers, they might not necessarily have that confidence or that life experience to be like, oh, I'm just going to go have a conversation with this person. I'm going to tell them what I do. And I'm going to say, here's the services and here's the value I could provide to your business, right? And I think we could touch on that in a little bit even more, mate. But I think just quickly to go back to that, what advice do you have for someone switching industries? Because you've done it. You know, you've been doing this for 6 months, March, February, April, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know how much, but that's a good 6 months right there, something like that.
Okay.
Right?
Absolutely. Advice if they wanted to switch into this industry?
This industry, 100%.
First of all, go for it, because now is the time.
Yep.
Whatever you throw in your path to sort of stop you or hold you back, I mean, this industry is performing like, well, it's phenomenal. And you can use that, obviously, to your ability to communicate and get through and get business. So I would say go for it, first of all. That's massive. Trust this technology to work for you, because it will, as long as you're proactive and you're doing it, you know. And if you're used to working hard, then there's no difference. You just work hard and use this. So go for it is my major, major thing I would say to somebody who's questioning going into this industry. And then start learning this shit, man, because I mean, you know, my background with video goes a long, long way. Yeah. Probably where we just changed color to you lot.
Of course.
But like, on a serious note, like, you know, it's just learning. I've got a lot of areas to learn in, and that is obviously this technology and using it. But, you know,
I went to school for film for about 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and I dropped out because the class, I wasn't really for me. And the majority of the stuff that I've learned has just been in the field. And like, I'm still at the very beginning of my videography career. I'm a much more progressive video editor than I am a videographer. I feel as though I learn every shoot I go to. I feel as though there's a little insight every single time. So it's like, that's the best way I would suggest people to learn is by doing, by throwing yourself into it. You don't even know what you can do. You don't know what you can do until you do it.
Make the mistakes, man. Make the mistakes. You know, expect to make their mistakes, because the mistakes I've taught me are, particularly over the last, say, 4 months, massive mistakes. And the mistakes are, you know, I'm now thinking from a videographer's point of view.
Yep.
You know, I've never really called myself a videographer, because it's just something that I've just done naturally. Now I'm learning the angles, learning the lighting.
Yeah.
you know, and all that. But it's still not stopping me from going out there, doing what I know I can do best. And obviously, you know, businesses are going to benefit from what I do, because I find that my business is quite unique mm-hmm. at the moment.
Yeah.
It's not unique, but, you know, like I say, this industry is growing daily. And people are realizing now, particularly in business, that they need video yep. to get that message out there. And now I feel there's never been a right time to do it. You know, it's just huge.
I agree. I 100% agree. Well, you've built up your equipment as you go. I mean, that's the thing that makes people a little nervous to start sometimes. They think they need,
yeah.
you know, all this crazy kit, right? I mean, you, no. you've been doing the video for ages, though. So you've naturally built yeah. your stuff up, I'm sure, and your knowledge of what kit. But, you know, if someone's starting today, like, they don't need the craziest shit, you know?
No. Just grab your phones, man. Just grab your phones and do it, you know?
That's what I mean. The phones are shooting 4K now.
This is powerful stuff, you know, yep. and then obviously you want to look at, you know, stability and things like that.
Yep.
And there's plenty of gimbals on the market. I mean, you've just done some videos recently, haven't
yep.
you?
Yeah.
That serve that purpose, and it's good to get a bit of real camera shaking stuff. Anyway, you know, it depends what you're shooting. Obviously,
I honestly only just started shooting on gimbals within the past, like, let's say 4 months or something like that. Before that, yeah. I was going to shoots handheld, or I'd be doing the camera strap trick, put a camera strap and hold it
yes.
against my neck to add a little stability.
Yeah,
exactly. And I think, you know, I mean, that's the reality. I think, you know,
certainly.
Not being worried and just going for it and kind of
don't worry about nothing. Yeah, your kids, it's what they're seeing, and the. What you said about worrying about your kit and feeling like maybe you're underprepared, yeah, certainly is, you know, something you battle with all the time, I think. And I asked you the other day, if you recall, just some input on lenses,
yep.
which, you know, I mean, yeah, technically you do need lenses and you need to upgrade and all the rest of it, but that comes in time, doesn't it, you know? Be confident in what you can do now, and don't let it stop you is a definite, especially you young guys out there, you know,
yeah.
maybe thinking about, you know, am I ready for it? You're always ready. Just do it, man.
Progression over perfection. I've been saying this recently, man. I've been saying this
definitely.
A lot. Like, I'd much rather start with some okay kit and progress than wait till I'm perfect and have no progression. It's like, oh, now I got the great kit.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Starting today, and then you still yeah. got to progress. You're much, much better to progress over try and get everything perfect, you know what I mean? Because honestly,
yeah.
even now, like the version of me 2 years ago who was shooting, you know, handheld, all type of, you know, worse cameras and stuff, they would look at me now and think it's perfect. But even now I'm thinking like there's more stuff to go. So
yeah.
like you can never get to the top really, you
no,
know what I mean? Like
no,
there's
no
there's no ceiling. And that's exciting actually.
Cause that is super perfect. Exciting because yeah, you know, it's growth. So you know, you're, once you've started, you add on that track to improvement. And I've even sat back and watched my videos, and you can pick out everything and be your own worst critic, you know, which is good.
Yeah.
But like the change in my videos just from getting out there and doing it constantly.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, professionally, obviously you've got to think about the money. Yeah. You've got to, you know, you've got to earn some money. Bills got
to
be paid.
Has to make
and,
sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I'm lucky. I'm fortunate in a position at the moment where I've got a bit of downtime where I don't have to be overly concerned about the money at the
nice.
Moment, which gives me a bit of time to practice. But
yeah.
that being said, you know, it's time I've got to earn some money. So, you know,
100%.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
That's a problem for people is they do have to manage the financials. And a lot of the time there's that decision of like actually paying the bills and then chasing what you love. Like you could touch
yeah.
on that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's definitely treated as a side hustle and don't be afraid to put in them hours, you know, or to the point where you know you have to sacrifice some time, especially if you're younger and you know you want to get out there and do your thing and crack on with your pals and stuff. But you know, take that time out to just go out and shoot anything. And if you can get your friends involved, even better, you know, because you're having fun while you're learning.
That's what I mean, mate. I used to recruit any kid. I've been shooting videos since I was like very young, man. I used to just grab anybody, whoever was involved. Let's go, mate. I was shooting clubs before I even owned a camera. That was like one of the main type of videography I got into was live event videography,
you.
Right? And
yeah.
I didn't even own a camera. I didn't. I would just get my friend Noah. He had the camera. He understood the actual technical side of cameras. I understood
yes.
the business and how to get client acquisition. So
perfect combination.
A great combination. So it's like if you're
absolutely.
Out there, you don't have the equipment, whatever, like partner up, get people involved. Like people actually want something to be involved in. A lot of people might not be that person who's going to go out and create something for themselves, but they would love
yeah.
to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing is one of the biggest obstacles I think you put in your way, especially at the beginning, is, you know, filming, you know, ooh, people are looking at me filming, you know, and you're sort of like, you know, but that barricade does drop quite quickly once you do it, And, you know, even when I started out back in, you know, back in March doing this professionally, you know, and I'm going into, say a cafe environment or a coffee house, and it's busy and people are there and, you know, they're looking at you strange, you know, but you just be good to be nice to everybody. And it's fun. It works out fantastic on video and they don't mind being filmed.
100%. And a lot of the time,
you know, that's a biggie. Yeah.
The funny thing is a lot of the time people actually might not be looking judging. They might be looking thinking, wow, how does this person have the confidence to be doing this? They might be thinking they don't, you know, so it's actually like they could be complimenting you in your head. You can't let that insecurity kind of get to you. I mean,
definitely not.
I definitely had to get through that, man, especially when I'm on a stage with the DJ and I'm filming the DJ and there's a 500, 1,000 people in the crowd or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
What I mean, like, you're thinking, what if I slip, you know, all sort of silly things will come into your mind. Maybe you see some kids, you know, from school in the audience or whatever, you know what I mean? That's for me, right? But that goes back to punching fear in the face, man. I think like people
punch in the face.
Too many people psych themselves out, I believe, before they've even started. Like,
turn it off, innit? Turn off that noise, you know. And like I say, you know, practice then and just go out and do it, innit? You know, walk the walk, and it'll just come in the end. And I think that's a biggie. I think that stops a lot of people coming out their little comfort zone, maybe, in order to, you know, go out and just create. You know, you're doing something fantastic, man. Just remember that. And you know, I think you can tone that down, and then all of a sudden you're walking the walk and talking the talk and doing it, and that's what gives me the confidence to go into, you know, an environment that as a cold call then, should we say, which is quite old school way of doing things, I think, today's technology, but certainly combining everything together, you know, is relevant to the year and now. So certainly get out there and you know, knock doors and be confident in what you're going to do and what you're proposing and helping that business
as well, doesn't it? I assume the first business you walked into, you know, you probably weren't, you know, articulating yourself as perfectly as you would have liked yourself to, but now the fifth or the tenth, I'm sure it's going better. So
I was always conscious about how I come across, you know, to the point where, you know, you overthink everything and you're just hopeless, you're useless even, you know, just get in there and do your thing. It's way too much in the head.
The more you can zone out, the better you perform. People actually only mess up because they psych themselves out in their mind. You guys actually do, like, I'm noticing this myself. You don't know what you can do till you do it.
Absolutely. And once you've done it, move on.
Exactly.
Progress, confidence,
the next one,
power.
And the next one. And
it's very powerful, especially in this videography, because, you know, you've got to build rapport with everybody. And if you want to use somebody in that shot from the audience, should we say, you know, who necessarily wouldn't get involved, there's tricks and ways to, you know, deal with people and get them involved, and your videos will turn out perfect.
100%. It's all a natural progression. So
sure,
let's talk a little on client acquisition, because you're doing it awesome, man. That's how I even reached out to you for the podcast. You was in your car, like, all right, just turned up at this business, went great. I think they need some social media, right? You're talking to the phone and stuff. I fucking love it, mate. Literally,
I love it, man. That's what I mean. That's something that goes way back from, you know, years ago.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
100%. Love doing it.
Oh, mate, I love it. So, is that how you started getting your clients? Because I mean, like, you know, you came from a different business, right? But I'm sure client acquisition is still a big thing in the, you know, construction and stuff like that. You have to get your clients, talk with people and stuff. But how did you start approaching clients right away? Was it this forward approach, or did you ease into that?
It was basically knocking doors, you know. Yeah. So with the experience of doing it for many years, which obviously I've got on my side, and belief in this in my service, my new service, video. They need me. That's how I approach it.
Amazing.
But I don't approach it obviously on a cocky level, course, because, you know, that's what just, you know, you can deal with that. But it's just a case of they need me. It's what I can do for them. And once they see what I can do for them, and, you know, if I have to give away things for free, you know, then and I'll shoot them a video as a, you know, as a token, so that as a sample.
Yeah.
Which is just what I'm doing with this hotel, as I just said earlier. You know, that's fine. That's what comes with it, because I'm still gaining, whether I don't do that job or not. You know, I'm still gaining. So
people don't get that.
Practicing.
People don't. No. Some people don't get that, man. Literally, I had someone message me last night, Jack. I like what you do, but what I don't agree with is that you're doing free work. Blessing to that guy. But I mean, touch on that for a second, for especially the younger people and maybe the older, because you're talking about having a real business doing construction where you're making good money. I know construction makes good money, right? So you're now going to doing free work. Like that's amazing.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Yeah. And it does sound crazy. Of course it does, because, but you know, you have to communicate that value. And sometimes you have to, physically show them what it is to do that. But then you can go on the repeat business side of things, like, you guys, so you get residual videos, or there's a contract in place that you can do multiple videos. And that's what I'm homing in on at the moment. So there's a lot of companies. I mean, I'll give you another example where we were on a family holiday in Ibiza. Beautiful place, Ibiza, of course. And we stayed in a villa in an amazing spot. So the first thing I said was, these guys need the video. This villa needs to be filmed. Yep. So I filmed it, and I spoke to the lady who run the villa. So she was like the manager of villa itself. And she was absolutely over the moon with what I was proposing. So I then shot a video while I was on holiday and sent it to her on Instagram. And the result is back in June next year, myself and my whole family, so there's going to be 8, 10 of us, and we're staying in that villa for free. So we're staying in the villa for free. The deal is, obviously, I'm going to do a promotional video for the villa, and it's having work done this winter, so it's going to be renovated. But they're also throwing in a chartered boat for the day, and we can just go wherever we want and film that too.
Great.
So then I'm going to obviously promote that to the villa companies in Ibiza, and I've got goals to be working over there, in the near future.
Well, and that's the power of free work right there, because, not only do people who are serious, they want to compensate you regardless. If they see you doing good work, man, they want to compensate you regardless, just like this, and they're going to work something out. But also, in my experience, literally the only thing you need to get more work in an industry is one solid video that shows you've done it before and that you've completed a positive project for somebody. That if the brand awareness amazing, if they know about the place amazing, that's even more leverage for you. And I think that sums it up. That's the power of free work right there. And for free work can turn into paid. The first clubs I started filming, I didn't even really even consider getting paid for it. It was just people I knew from around the town and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, Jack, you're the video kid, come along, and they would pay for all my stuff for the night, pay for, give me a place to stay, give me, whatever, alcohol, etc. I was doing it at 17 years old,
Good fun. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
And I got those samples, and those samples were the leverage to then go on and actually reach out over Facebook to other promoters, targeting events and stuff like that, and say, hey, look, this is what I've done,
Perfect.
Foundational, mate, honestly. But you've gone into so many businesses, right? You've touched a lot of businesses. What type of businesses give you a good response, and maybe some that don't?
Okay. I would say at the moment, letting and estate agents, they don't give me a good response at the moment.
Okay, interesting.
It's video is so valuable to these guys, obviously. But so that's what I'm working on. And that could be my pitch, mind. So that's going to be developed. The other thing that gives me a good response is coffee shops. Coffee shops, man, restaurants.
Yeah.
They are well open to it, because they know that if it's filmed correctly, or that brand is filmed based on their input, and they're happy with that brand, and it's the message, it's going to get out there on social media, and people are going to want to go and relax there. So we get a really good response with coffee shops in particular. So my advice to you guys locally, especially you young guys, get to them coffee shops.
Coffee shops everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's a coffee
everywhere.
Shop.
Everywhere. It's massive. Huge business. Unbelievable. Another example of that is where when I was out cold calling, should we say?
Yeah.
So I was talking to coffee shops, particularly in Cardiff.
Yeah.
And I went into a place just on the outskirts of Cardiff, real nice, real trendy, funky little place, independent, got talking. He made me aware of the, he's trying to get a video sorted, and the costs involved were just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Proper professional company, you know, probably multiple cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
So while we were having coffee, we did a deal basically with him. He was happy to pay the amount I said. It wasn't massive money, I must say.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I got my camera out there. We did a bit. I organised then to come back for a. He was trying to get into cocktails as well, so
yeah.
He was expanding his business there in the evenings. We were invited, myself and my wife. We got there, filmed it, delivered it. They were over the moon. It got great response on social media. People were coming into his coffee shop saying, "I saw the video, didn't even know you were here." Bringing a friend, his business has picked up from it. So I'm going to be doing another one very soon. But also feedback wise, a friend of his then is involved in a big chain in the United Emirates.
Yep.
And from that video, I then filmed that company's first shop here in the UK. And I'm involved in their franchise video. So that was just from, you know, getting out there and doing it.
100%.
Coffee shops, big business.
Nah, that's great. That's great because a lot of the time my guys are looking for, you know, my whole audience rather, is just looking for people, for insights like that. Like, all right, what do I target? Stuff like that. You know, people that are, people that just respond well to this type of stuff. Because I know from firsthand experience, it could be a struggle breaking it down to a small business that they need that they need a service from, you know, like for you, I'm sure it might even be easier for a young guy as well. It's even tougher because they might, you know, have a certain perception or something about, you know,
of course.
You know, it's stuff could be kind of against you. But I mean, your process seems to me that it's just go in there, have a talk, break down what you do and sort of just see how they feel about that and see if they actually need you and talk a little bit on the no's you've gotten maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, I mean, independent businesses are super busy and money's tight.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't need that, you know, and they may be spending money on glossy magazines and stuff.
They don't know yet. Yeah.
And it's like, you want to tell them straight away, no, stop, but you know, obviously you can't. Yeah, the no's you absorb, man, and you sort of like, well, okay, what could I have said maybe to make them say yes? So you develop on that, you know, and then you go into the next one with another approach that, you know, is ticking the boxes. I mean, you must listen, obviously, you know, in any sales avenue, it's all about listening. And once you listen, deliver on another level. But lap up the nose. The nose is experience, you know. The nose is teaching you things big time. And, you know, I love the nose.
Oh, for sure. the nose can motivate you. That's the thing. The nose can motivate
you. They definitely do.
And, you know, you rethink a little bit more when it's a no, you know. Like, you get a high, but the thing is, man, the high of getting that yes outweighs it, man. Like, leaving a business, man. Like, the few businesses where I've gone to the business, had a meeting or whatever, and the deal has just gone great. We've had a good hour and a half meeting, whatever, and I come out of there, I feel fucking phenomenal, you know what I mean?
There's nothing better, is it?
No, I feel thinking about this one car dealership in particular. You come out, you feel fired up, and you know you just want to kind of do more and shit like that. You know, you want to reach out to more.
It's such fuel, eh? It's such fuel, you know. So you know, having a few no's is only going to lead you to another yes, yeah. And when that yes comes, like you say, it's boom, and that's when it comes, you know. And you know, like I say, with us here, Elevation Media, I mean, we also know from working with all types of people in construction and any industry that where they're super busy, they don't really value the importance of Facebook because it's just another hassle or a chore, for instance, you know.
Yeah.
And using Instagram and Facebook and video, particularly stories, you know, but they're not confident. A lot of people are not confident today to get in front of the camera, and I respect that, and everyone does, you know, that's the deal you're always going to come up against. And advising people that, you know, we can do that for you. Just you do your video in your comfort or send a video to me, you know, or photos, and we'll create the video and the message, you know, and send it back out there. So that's another avenue for Elevation Media on using video and where we're going as a company.
So you're doing like social media management, because I see your posts on Instagram and stuff where you talk about, this is the client, they don't have time or whatever, they need to send us some stuff. And what's your process like for managing social media?
That's learning.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just scratching the surface, man, because that's like, wow, you know, social media is so in depth. There's such ways of working amongst it to get results. Yeah. So what we learn, we take out there and we do for our clients. We only got a few clients at the moment that we're looking after on a regular basis with their social media, but the learning, the lessons we're learning in doing that is so valuable for where we then go and approach maybe the bigger type customers, businesses as well. But the emphasis for Elevation Media is small businesses and helping them progress on this platform. YouTube, again, I mean, YouTube is just phenomenal. And you know, I look at your, you know, how you create content on YouTube, for instance, and the volume of content that you churn out is phenomenal. And you know, the learning that we can get from your videos is amazing, and I'm learning myself from you. That's where I'm inspired by you guys. You know,
it's amazing.
It's crazy shit. Crazy. I
think there's a lot to be said for volume.
Oh, massive, massive. The volume that I battle with at the moment is slowly but surely, if you like. Yeah, I want to be faster. I'm getting quite impatient to get faster and deliver more content on a number of platforms, but I've got to have a bit of patience too and learn it right, you know, because
crucial.
Yeah, it's all about taking that time and learn and being the valuable lessons and putting them into practice, you know, instead of just constantly doing this and just getting nowhere. You know, you can burn yourself out very quickly.
100%, 100%, and you have to have kind of a north star that you're going for. But I mean, this is, I'm sure, has been a process. Did you kind of, how quick was the change from your previous industry to this? You know, were you flirting with it for a little while, or was it boom?
No, I think because I used social media a lot in the other industry.
Yeah.
You know, film and advertising. So we were sponsor ads. You know, we were on there. We were quite strong on most platforms, particularly Facebook. You know, the transition to being involved purely in this, it wasn't that different, if I'm honest. You know, it was comfortable because I was already doing it. You know?
100%, 100%.
It wasn't too much of a change. The lifestyle is definitely different.
Well, it's more inside. It's more I'm sure it's different because I mean, construction, you're on the site. You know what I mean?
I was out all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I was everywhere. You know, and I was constantly running around, which didn't give me real time to sit down and, you know, concentrate on this type of industry. Then, should we say? Although I use this technology, but the downtime has taken me a bit of time to get used to.
Yeah.
You know, just to get everything in place and edit, because I'm doing the whole thing. Yeah, I'm doing the video, the business, the video, and the editing. And the editing is one man band. I'm not really strong on the editing, but you know, I'm getting better. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I think.
So yeah.
What's the process for that? I've got infinite people who are trying to get better at editing on the channel. Literally, that's the majority of my biggest subject is how to get better at video editing. That's actually
absolutely
above making money making videos, above videography. That's the biggest area. How do you do it?
Okay, so I keep it simple.
Yep.
First of all, and I max using it simply.
Yep.
Then I max what I can actually do. So I'm still learning the simple platforms that I use, should I say, or software. And I mean, it is basic software, but although it's basic software, it's pretty surprising what that shit can do.
So what are you using? Are you using what software?
So I use a Mac.
Cool.
So it's just Mac software, and I use a mobile. There's a number of apps that I use. Instagram, we got InstaShot, obviously.
So you do the editing on the mobile?
As well.
Okay, so what program on the computer do you use as well?
So on the computer, I'm just using iMovie Maker.
Amazing. Amazing.
I love it.
Yeah.
And it's surprising what it can do, but
yeah, totally.
I do argue with myself quite a lot. I should upgrade my thing, you know. But then I've got to take all that time to get and master that stuff, you know. To be honest with you, man, at the moment, what I can create on there is definitely professional video.
That's amazing, honestly, because so many people will psych themselves out about, I need the greatest shit. That's a recurring thing.
No, don't spend your money until you master, you know, the simple shit first, because YouTube, I mean, your videos, man, you know, you've got plenty of software programs that you bring in and you show. And that's actually how I spotted you. You know, how I know about you from YouTube, of course, and watching them free, you know, free software platform, But like I say, you know, just keep it simple and maximize that and develop your style within that simple platform and then concentrate on making videos. You know, it's not about, again, with cameras, it's not about what you've got, is it? It's about how you use them.
That's what I mean, mate. Literally, it's, you know, progress over perfection. You want to just start. You want to start with whatever you got. And I have a whole nother saying, which is learn how to make professional videos with amateur equipment, then upgrade.
And then upgrade, 100%. 100%. You know, I'm lucky. I've now progressed to more entry level professional camera kit.
Yeah.
But again, you know, it's not the, you know, I mean, you could turn up at the same gig with a professional videographer and think, shit, man, look what you're, and scurry out of the way because you're not good enough. But that's not the case, man. You can actually make very good videos.
Can make great stuff. Oh,
basic stuff, yeah.
Yeah. No, mate, you can make amazing stuff. It's really not what you're holding in your hand. It's what, you know, it's that image you got in your head. It's what you're actually doing. It's what you can do in the edit room and everything like that. Like, you know, it's just that creative vision for it and just being willing to just try stuff and not do well and try stuff and not do well, mate.
Make the mistakes, absolutely.
I throw myself with this stuff, mate. Literally, I fucking, you know, I brought this fucking drone out to a shoot, crashed it when I was shooting a thing. You know what? I mean, I don't care. I'm laughing with the client.
That,
you know, the client,
that is the attitude.
We're having a laugh together, you know?
You just reminded me. You just reminded me on that, and that is it. That is what makes you, you know, eventually become very good at what you do is making mistakes. But the drone, I mean, the stuff I've had, the incidents I've had with drones, man, honestly, it's phenomenal.
I can relate.
It's phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
I've crashed. I've even tried to fly them indoors, on a video, a free video that I was doing for a estate agent and crashed the fucking drone into a fridge and scratched all a big American fridge freezer, man, you know, and the blade fell off and it was carnage, you know, but...
I love those moments for breakfast. I this car dealership I was talking about a second ago, local car dealership, and I go there, I'm trying to get an overshot of all the cars on the lot. The fucking drone is windy, it goes into one of those standard racing flags that they got with all the checkers, it gets wrapped up. Oh, nightmare, you know.
It's
what I mean?
Crazy, man. It is crazy, isn't it? And again, you know, I've crashed it into windows on my house, like practicing trees. That's the big thing, trees, man. Hit a branch and boom, you know. Great fun. But like I say, you know, and the rules and regs with drones are obviously, you know, changing rapidly, which is fair enough. And, you know, that's the next thing I'm doing is, because at the moment I can fly a drone. I've got plenty of experience in flying it, you know, in my free time.
Yeah.
But I definitely need to develop my skills on the drone and you know, acquire the license that you need to do it professionally.
That's
the
tricky thing. Around here, you know, I'm kind of in the middle of nowhere down in Devon, so we have a little bit more leeway in terms of, you know, probably nobody's gonna fucking make a fit. No one's really gonna even know that there's necessarily that strict rules. But I mean, you know, planning this move that I'm planning up to London in the next few months and thinking, you know, you can't just fly a drone up there. So it's really getting yourself certified or you know, finding a way around it, which really, that, you know, when you're in a big populated place, that, you know, the way to do it,
it's a different ball game. Yeah,
totally different.
Where I live, you know, in South Wales, and I'm not too far from the airport, Cardiff Airport, and it is a strict no-fly zone that they've implemented.
Yeah.
Now I used to take my drone onto Barry Island, and I used to film across the sand and get some really, really good footage. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I took it down there probably 2-3 weeks ago. Won't even take off. It is a complete block on the whole zone.
Holy shit! Wow. So they've got.
And that's,
they've got,
that's from recent developments, you know, with the news and people flying drones near Heathrow and stuff.
Yeah, it was
so
crazy.
The no fly zones have been extended, and for that reason, obviously, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
For us responsible flyers, should we say, that do it for a hobby?
Yeah,
it's get. Things are coming down.
Yeah, I know. Did you hear about the in Canada? You get a $5,000 fine if you're flying a drone. You have to get a whole license.
You even have to carry traffic phones with you.
Yep. And you have to go to flight school to get a drone license there. Like proper, they teach you about, you know, all the airport stuff. I don't even know. I was watching some videos on it. We can
literally go flying planes. If you fly a drone, you can fly a plane.
Basically have to. That's what they say. They say you have to get a pilot's license. You know, you basically.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man. But you know, obviously, there is a need for this type of measure because there's some lunatics flying drones around planes.
Yeah.
But you know, we're not all like that, are we? You just want to go out and film shit and create good content, man.
Yeah, 100%, mate. Literally, and you
So
know,
I will have to invest.
oh, exactly. You can't be afraid to mess up, mate. Honestly, I would advise everybody watching, don't take yourself too seriously. Both of us are here to talk about how we've crashed it in front of the clients, mate. And you know what I did right after
I'm
that?
still going to do it, aren't we? Let's be fair. We're still going to do it.
Exactly. Still going to do it, mate. You know, make a little joke at your expense, whatever the case may be, mate. The client will laugh. The client wants a fun experience at the end of the day.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And
they'll remember it. They will remember it, for sure. They will remember it.
100%. 100%. That's no problem. And as long as you back up that quality content, whatever little mistakes you make is not going to matter at all, you know. And the mistakes you make today is a mistake you're not making tomorrow. So be
That's
happy to make those mistakes, honestly.
Bring them on. Make the mistakes and keep moving. 100%.
Couldn't agree more. So,
you know?
So you've been doing it for about 6 months, Elevation Media. It's still a relatively new company. Branding. You branded yourself well. I think you're
cool. Thank you. Great. I love that.
Talk a little bit on branding because I love the car. That's amazing. Do you know what I mean? That's the first person I've seen do, you know, whack the logo on the car. I'm sure that gives you a little credibility when you rock up to a business in the branded car. Talk on branding, especially for my younger guys, because branding is crucial.
You could do another whole video on branding, yeah. But yeah, in a nutshell, branding is you. That's what you are, and that's what you do.
Yep.
You've got to tell people. So be proud of that brand, you know, wear the t-shirt, you know, everything you've got to do, you know. Branding is critical, and the color, you know, get the colors right. I mean, I use pink in mine, as you know, and it works so good on the car, you know, because it stands out. There's a reason why I use the pink. It's just for passion, you know, passion. It represents passion. That's what, and I love video, so you know, I can wear pink well, should we say. It's all good. But it's key, you know, find something that represents you. Have a think about it and, you know, use it. You know, start playing around with ideas. There's lots of software out there that you can actually, you know, purchase logos.
Yep.
So you can then tailor that logo and make it a bit more bespoke to you. And then you know, get out there and spread the message. I've got cards with me everywhere I go.
100%.
I'm always talking about it, you know, in conversation.
Yeah.
And people are interested though, aren't they? You know, you tell them you're a videographer, people love it, you know, they're like, wow.
It's more questions, doesn't it?
Always, you know, and everybody is familiar with watching video. I mean, you all know the power of video, whether you're buying something or whatever. So it's in everyday life. And if you guys are, you know, considering a brand in this industry, particularly with video, yeah, get that message out there every which way you can, you know?
I agree. And just be aggressive with the branding. Brand it everywhere. Exactly. Wear the t-shirt. A guy I had on my podcast two episodes ago, Shot by Kieran. He's doing it phenomenally, mate. He's absolutely smashed it. He wears the t-shirt with the long sleeve, shotbykieran.com, whatever. You know, I replied to a story the other day. He built a whole banner. He was going to some convention, stood there with you know, one of those big banners that says, you know, I'm a wedding videographer, book me, blah, blah, blah. And he's, I assume he's just stood there and people come up and say, oh, cool. I noticed from across the room that you're a wedding videographer. And they begin the talk, you know what I mean? And I think
that's absolutely
that aggressive branding, pushing people's faces. Man. Shameless
why
branding.
Why haven't I got it on my t-shirt right now?
Yeah, that's very, very crucial for sure.
Shit. Yeah, I'll send you the logo. Can you just like get it on there or something like that?
On, yeah, I'm a motion tracking the whole way. It's moving around, fucking getting lost. The track
No, but seriously, I thought the t-shirts, it backs up the brand. And when I'm out there shooting, then for sure I'm going to be wearing and telling people who I am, what I do, and how they can contact me or get on social media and see me, you know? And
being shameless about it, you know?
Absolutely. It's great. Every you know, it's good. Branding is key.
100%. And I think a thing that's helped me a lot is just actually showing what I do. So it's like getting someone to come with me a lot of the time and just recording me doing the thing that I say I do. It's one thing to say, you know, I'm a videographer.
Yes.
It's another thing to show it on your feed. Here's me at a shoot. And this has created an effect where people who you know, maybe I know from around town or something, now they actually just understand what I do better and are actually trying to give me more business because of it. What, like, you know, people will tag you and stuff on Facebook. People that, you know, that you knew from a long time ago, reach out. Wow, you know, it seems interesting what you're doing. I have this
Definitely.
Project. Can I get you involved, you know?
And they're watching you do it. So, you know, and again, it just promotes confidence in them making a decision that they can use you because, you know, they may think that like people overthink, which is normal, especially businesses. If you're coming into the coffee shop, how are you going to do it? Are you going to get in my customer's way? Have you got a camera that's the size of a bloody, I don't know, a Fiesta?
Yeah.
You know, it's showing people. That's big, what yeah. you said, and that's something I've got to do more of. Mm-hmm. I've actually started doing it in the stories, and
yeah,
that's definitely something you just touched on there. Just, cheers, man. Thanks for the tip.
That's what I've been telling. That's what I've been telling people. I've been doing free consultations recently because I just woke up one morning and I said I have value to provide, and I'm just going to book consultations in and just talk to people some of them 15 minutes, some of them are an hour, however long you need to talk to me, I'm talking to you. I'd like to provide value, and that's one of the things that I'm telling people is, show people what you're doing. Like, actually,
it's
one thing to post your project that you've edited and everything. That's cool. Yeah. But people who don't understand the process, they don't necessarily connect with that as much as you are, because you're, you know, kind of romantically attached to the project. You're emotionally attached to that project. You know, you could picture yourself filming it, right? They can't. 100%. They weren't there. I think breaking down every possible excuse people might have. You know, is he really doing it? Did someone else film that? All these nonsense things, right?
Show that shit. Yeah, absolutely, man. 100%. It's all about it. You know, we're all human at the end of the day, and we're good people to deal with as filmographers, and we're not intrusive. No. We don't get in your way.
No.
We actually give people something to talk about, and again, when people know that, and that sort of, you know, they send you messages and they drop you lines and all the rest of it, you know, with things, and Jack or Dean would be really good at doing this, and that's what I need, you know, and it's just, absolutely, just keep doing it, keep it up.
That's the
daily, thing. Daily, live and breathe it.
Live and breathe it, exactly. And then you get to a point where you've done so much, you've touched so many projects, so to speak, you've been involved in so much stuff that you're at this point where there is actually just so much momentum built that you've touched so many people. People are constantly recommended you. Maybe someone I just had someone messing me. I haven't worked with him since last year. I'm the video guy in his head. I'm the main guy that he knows that makes videos. So now he's hitting me up about shooting this music video in London. You know what I mean? And he's recommending people.
Awesome.
He manages artists, and you know, maybe you're the only video person this person's ever actually interacted with. Now for the next year or two, you're the fucking the guy. When someone says I need a video, they think
you're the go-to guy. Yeah,
that's the person who I booked, or that, you know, that's the guy. That's the girl. Whoever, right?
Absolutely, and that's absolutely. The person,
right? You become there, and that actually gives them a little bit of credibility to actually recognize you. Hey, do you know a videographer? Oh, I do actually. Yeah, yeah. This is this is my
guy.
Uses
Facebook,
right,
uses Instagram. Fine. Yeah.
Exactly.
And to be honest with you, you know, friends and family, then, you know, they know you're doing that, and they know how passionate you are about it.
Yep.
And they feel like they're, you know, doing someone else a favor by mentioning you. So all of a sudden they'll be like, you know, they'll tag you in everything, you know. And it's a moment. Like you say, just get that snowball going and build and build and build, so it becomes unstoppable, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the snowball effect. It gets, you know, it just gets bigger and bigger as you go. You know, it starts off a little slow, and a couple of years in, you've established yourself, and now you've actually just interacted with all these things. You're not even thinking about all the stuff every day that you've done, but then you've done it all. It's a track record. You built that track record, and people are thinking about you when you're just, you know, sat there, and then you start getting passive clients. You start not passive clients, but you get passive client acquisition, because you're not doing anything. You've just been involved in stuff, and now people are recommending.
Comes off,
Precisely, man. Literally, I think a fucking awesome thing to touch on next, mate, is you're on the older generation. How old are you, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't mind. 47 years old.
That's my lucky number. I'm phenomenal that you said that. 47 and 33 are my lucky numbers. That makes me feel even confident. More confident about having you on this podcast, my friend. Fucking phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I want to ask, right? I got 17-year-olds here on the channel, right? You know what I mean? So I got 17-year-olds. I got 27-year-olds. 37-year-olds could even benefit. What advice do you have for the younger generation, man? Because you've picked up a lot.
Oh, right. I would say trust your instincts and your gut. If people are telling you you can't do it, well,
they're talking about themselves.
Definitely do it.
They're talking about themselves.
100%. They can't visualize how can that possibly work. You need to do this. So, you know, how can I say, sounding like a preacher then, should we say?
Yeah.
Certainly for you younger guys, trust what you do, okay? And go and do it, no matter what. Whoever tells you can't do it, then show them that you definitely can do it. And work hard and learn. Just keep doing it. Practice, practice, practice. And confidence will come automatically. Don't worry about shit.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, man. Just get out there and do it, you know, because nobody's going to be laughing at you. And that was a big thing for me, particularly when I was younger, was confidence. Mm. I mean, when I was 17, 18, I wouldn't even pick up the phone. Mm. I was too embarrassed to talk on the phone. You know, I started getting all my words muddled up and I'd overthink everything. So, you know, confidence comes through practice and experience.
Yeah.
And you will definitely learn it. So don't worry about it. Don't overthink shit. It's as simple as that. That's a massive one. Mm. And yeah, if they tell you you can't do it, you go ahead and do it. That's a biggie, yeah? Am I right, Jack?
100%, man. That's what I live 100%. And breathe every fucking day. I had far more people tell me I couldn't do something than people believed in me. But the more you progress, the more they forget they even said that and the more they believe. And like they believe the whole support, time.
The support system then is huge, do you know what I mean? Because you can use that support system when things aren't working, should we say. Yeah? So, yeah, that's the key. So confidence, feel the fear and just go out and do it is what it's all about, you know, and everything will start coming. And learn. Mm. Don't waste your time doing stuff that really didn't, you're not going to benefit from. Because I know particularly 17s, 18s and 19-year-olds, then, should we say, and this.
Yeah.
And, you know, constant, which is fine. But use that shit.
Yeah.
Use it. You know, whatever you're going to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be videography, does it? It could be anything. Anything you want to do, anything you want to sell or get involved with.
It's a thing. You can apply what you just said to anything. You can apply, you know, it's just anything you're doing. A fearless approach. Thing is, guys, fearless approach doesn't mean not feeling it. It means doing it regardless of feeling it.
That's
what it means to me. I feel fear all the time. And then I do it anyways. And then after, I'm like, look at that. And also, a funny little thing I'd like to end on, man, is before you're going into something, if you're going into something you feel a little nervous for, tell yourself you could handle something. If you had to, you could handle something 100 times harder or 100 times more nerve-wracking than what you're about to go do. If you had to do it, you could fucking do it. So what's this that you're about to do? This is 1% of what you can handle. You know,
exactly.
Just fucking do it. And it goes back to what we said earlier. You don't know what you could do until you actually do it.
And you'll be very, very, very surprised by the results.
Completely.
Oof. They will take you beyond. Yeah.
Fucking gone. That was an amazing podcast. I think that's a fucking great way to end it, man. Seriously. Nothing but positivity, nothing but value in this one, man.
Good, man.
Anything you want to say before we end this one up?
Well, like I say, this is new to me. So although I might come across confident when I'm out there doing my thing, this is brand new to me. This technology is new to me.
Yep.
I've sort of gone in a bit backwards, should we say. Yeah, I think. So that's where my comfort levels are slightly tested, where I'm doing things that are new. And, you know, I think I've done all right, yeah?
Uncharted territory. You fucking smashed it. Absolutely smashed it. Hell to the yes. Tell the people where they can find you. Instagram, everything like that.
Yes, so Instagram at Elevation Media. Just tap in Elevation Media on Instagram, Facebook. You'll see it's a little pink circle with a black eye like a camera lens.
Yep.
I'd appreciate some followers. That'd be great.
Run them up, people.
And the same on YouTube. Elevation Media on YouTube. I'm there.
Phenomenal.
Find out, see what we do.
Pleasure talking to you, my friend. The people are going to love this one.
Thank you very much for having me, Jack. I appreciate it.
Legend, my friend. I'm fucking honored to have you on, my man. And I think people are going to love this episode.
Top man. Awesome. Legend. Wicked.
Take it easy, people. See you in the next episode.
Thank you.